Elizabeth, could you tell us about the moral and religious issues facing women in the Philippines in this period?
Okay, thank you. First of all, you have to know that the Philippines is a predominantly Catholic country. So 85% of our people are Catholics. And that presents a problem because, first of all, there is no divorce in the Philippines.
Really?
Yes. In fact, there are just two countries in the entire world that do not have divorce, and these are Malta and the Philippines.
Wow.
So what do we do with unhappy marriages? So one way is just for the couple to get a legal separation, but that doesn't allow them to remarry. So if they do get legal separation, and later on they enter into other relationships, then a case of adultery or concubinage may be filed against them.
Really?
That is right.
Oh, I can't and believe
that. And the children they may have in that second relationship will all be considered illegitimate. Yes, and in the Philippines, the rights of legitimate and illegitimate children are different.
Right.
In terms of succession, for instance, illegitimate children get only one half the share of a legitimate child.
I can't believe that.
That's right. And the other way is to get a nullity, a declaration of nullity.
Mm-hmm.
That means that they'll go to court and file a case saying that there never was any marriage because one of them was psychologically incapacitated to get married.
But how difficult is it to do that?
It's very difficult because, in the first place, in many of these instances, they just lie about the fact that they were psychologically incapacitated. The difference with declaration of nullity is that the cause must have existed at the time of the celebration of the marriage, at the time of the wedding ceremony.
But how can that be proved? How can you prove that?
Get a psychologist to say that, oh, since she was a teenager, oh, when she got married, mm-hmm. she already had this psychological disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And on the basis of that, the judge will declare the marriage never took place. Okay, but and so many Filipinos have gotten out of unhappy marriages that way. But I'm not satisfied because for me, if the reason why we don't have divorce is that we're Catholic, then why does everybody go around lying about this? I mean, lying is against the Ten Commandments. So, and yet we find that perfectly all right, just so that we can go around saying that we have no divorce because we're Catholics.
Right. But is it possible to go abroad to have a divorce?
Well, people do that, but Philippine law says that that it applies to all Filipino citizens, even though they may reside abroad.
Right.
Or even if they got married abroad, get a divorce abroad, still it's the law of the citizenship which applies to them. And so if they go, let's say, to the United States or here in Italy and get a divorce here and remarry, that will not be recognized in the Philippines.
Oh.
One way to go around this is to first get naturalized
right.
as a U.S. citizen or an Italian citizen, and therefore your own new national law will apply. And but then it's going to get, first of all, too expensive, too convoluted, too many things to do, when all that you want to do is really separate from this person.
Right.
That's a problem. And the other is contraceptives.
Oh, nice.
Because the Catholic Church only allows natural family planning, the Billings method, without any use of modern contraceptives to plan the family. So although our constitution allows this, in reality, in practice, there is no government program that allows giving of information and services to poor people who depend solely on government clinics and hospitals. But if you go to private hospitals, then of course you have that, but that's not the point. Because majority of our people are poor, and they will not spend a single peso for contraceptives when they don't have food on their table.
Right. Well,
so that's
it's understandable. It really is. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I see.